101.3 CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
Just after 6 here Wednesday morning. Hey, just quickly, before 6.30, would you rather hear about how the weather might hit 50 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bit of generic weather chat, which kind of caught my interest because 50 degrees is bloody hot, mate. Or just...
What?
Have you seen this thing? I'm tossing up whether it's... whether we can get away with talking about it.
Producer Rach has given you the eyeball.
I'll just read the top part to you and that's it, and you decide which one you'd rather listen to. Japanese film actress to fart on stage in live performance in Tokyo.
The fart one.
That it is before 6:30.
Breaking stuff here at CFM.
Oh,
so to speak.
I love it. Oh, breaking stuff.
Producer Rach is not loving this.
Hey, it's a story, mate.
What do you want to do? Do you want us to do the fluff story about the generic weather chat?
The weather?
Bit of fluff chat? Or actual fluff chat?
Oh, that's a good one too.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
That's a standing ovation, that one. What a way.
Rach thought that one was a stinker.
Another
one, yes!
Just got them all happening.
Rach.
Oh, man.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
The Thermomix, the magic kitchen machine that you just put in the kitchen, you press a couple of buttons and bang, chicken casserole. Easy. Ready to go.
It's not that easy.
And not that cheap either, as we discussed. So what does a Thermomix go for? About $1,000?
I think it's more
Even more than that, is it?
I think it's like $2,000.
So my sister Jody messages me the other day.
Oh, no, Jody.
And she says to me, just a quick heads up, I'm now a Thermomix rep because she's been wanting to get one. She's been wanting to get one for a while, and I think this is just, it's a bit of a way to get a free Thermomix, I guess, if you're selling
them. That's why everyone becomes a rep.
And she says, need to throw together a dinner party if you could. Do I get a piece of the money?
What, you have to throw it?
I've got to round up some friends so that she can do the whole Thermomix thing. We've been to one. You and I have been to one before.
No, we've been to one. You wrote me into one, and I was thinking it was going to be like this cool, like you and I would be hanging out, whatever. I get over there, and it's all this hidden agenda and people trying to sell me stuff.
But this is the problem with it. That's the thing.
I did get fed, yes, and I wasn't against that, but still.
I know what you're saying because straight away I go, free food, yes, sign me up. I'll have the dinner party. But how many Thermomixes am I expected to potentially buy or sell?
But then you have to endure the Thermomix pitch.
Oh, the pitch.
And then you get made to feel bad that you can't afford a $2,000 kitchen item that you'll probably never use.
I hear you, mate. I know exactly what you're going on about. Because then she was saying to me as well, she said, I'll show you how to use it. You guys can cook it. I said, I just want to kick back and eat the food. I don't, the Thermomix is there, but I don't really know I don't need to know how it works.
How many does she have to sell to get one? Is it like 100?
No, I think they're pretty happy with like 3.
You have to sell 3?
Pretty happy to sell 3.
To get one?
Just get started, I guess.
No, but does that get you one for free?
I think you get one so you know how to use it. But the thing is, I was hanging out with some... Look at the skeptical faces on the...
There's always a catch.
I know what you're saying.
I don't care if it's got a lifetime guarantee.
We had dinner last night with some friends and I was telling them about it. And as soon as I said it, they looked at me like, oh, here we go. You're going to try and sell us a Thermomix, are you? There's no such thing as a free meal. When it comes to the Thermomix,
yeah,
trust me.
Seriously. And some people can't even use that thing. It's all computerized.
I don't get it.
If I bought that for my mother, she'd be trying to turn the TV on for days with that thing. Can you imagine?
Like in Zoolander. Hitting the computer. Like,
God damn it.
Come on, you can get it
to work. Jeez, I'd rather Jody join Scientology.
Well, it's a bit like that. Or Herbalife or Isagenics.
Or something,
one of those things,
That's not a pyramid scheme at all.
Oh, at all. So can I lock you in for the Thermomix party?
What day is it? Doesn't matter. I'm not coming.
I'm busy.
Get up with Bree and Gondi.
CFM.
I do love to bring to you and the people the new products.
Bree and Gondi's new products.
Actually, they're usually pretty weird and not that useful.
Now, look, I've got a good one for you this morning. T's and C's, I don't know if it actually works. It's not on the market yet, but they're saying end of this year you'll be able to buy this.
And you're saying it's got the backing of the people. And when the people like it, you know.
Either they've been conned into it.
Which can happen.
Or they genuinely want the product.
Yeah. What is it?
So it's called the iBand Plus.
Okay.
And essentially, the iBand Plus is a headband that helps you sleep and control your dreams.
Oh, this is interesting.
A lucid dream, let me introduce you to the term, is a dream where you know that you're dreaming.
Yep.
And you can control it.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. I wish I could go back and watch those because sometimes I'm killing it.
All right, mate.
Well, I'm controlling the dream.
It also has special health tracking sensors to measure your body's movement, heart rate, and body temperature.
Okay.
And they're saying just in general, it's better for your overall health because it helps you sleep better and also it helps you control your dreams. I've got a piece of their promo package they've put together to sell the iBand Plus.
What if you could control your dreams? Now you can. Meet iBand Plus, the EEG brain sensing headband for inducing lucid dreams and improving sleep. The subtle external stimuli of light patterns via the LEDs on iBand Plus and sound appear as anomalies in your dream, making you aware that you are dreaming without them waking you up. Once you are lucid in a dream, you can take control of your dream actions and consciously reshape the dream to fulfill any fantasy. Your wildest desires unrestrained by the laws of physics or society.
Sounds pretty far-fetched.
Doesn't it?
But
$169 US.
I like the sound of it.
And you can control your dreams.
Who would want to wake up? I mean,
you know those moments where you wake up in a dream and you're like, God damn it.
Yes.
That wouldn't happen because you can control it.
And you can stay in the dream forever.
I've actually, which I've talked to a sleep therapist about this before, I've actually been in dreams where I have recognised that I've been dreaming and controlled it myself, which they say is really unusual. Like, and not many people actually are able to do it.
Yep.
Do you want to know what I did?
Is it a long dream?
No, it's short.
Okay, yeah.
I pretended that I was a male.
Right.
Just to see what that would feel like.
Okay.
That's what I chose to do.
If you had the choice of life, right?
Yeah.
Would you want to be a male or are you...
After the dream? Nah, stick to a female.
Would you? With all the stuff the ladies have got to go through, we get it pretty easy. I'm just saying.
But you also smell funny. Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
A-E-I-O-U.
Just stretching the...
Black cat, white cat. I just made that one up.
I'm just getting ready to get into my scene.
Red leather, yellow leather.
All right, if you can guess the movie, don't call through until you hear the movie. Because, well, how do you know what to guess? Family pass to Sydney's Luna Park for the school holidays.
All right, but you have to have the correct movie. And I will stress, it has to be the correct film.
Okay.
All right.
I was born to play this role.
Director Rach, when you're ready.
And action!
You're under arrest.
Arrest? I don't feel like I'm under arrest. Not even a little bit.
Oh, give it a minute. It'll sink in.
We didn't kill those feds. That was Reyes.
I don't give a damn. I'm just here to bring in two D-bags whose names cross my desk.
Yeah, that sounds like a real hero.
Oh, that's funny. From the guy who took the oath of a cop and went against everything it stood for. Or some wannabe tough guy. Yeah, real tough. You turn around and you put your hands behind your back.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Hello, CFM. Who's that?
What was that?
Jared.
Jared? Do you know the film?
Yeah, Fast and Furious 5.
I see he's got the number and everything. Oh, he's got the number.
You've nailed it. What gave it away? Was it Reyes?
No, I just know every single movie.
He knows the whole franchise.
How many can they do? How many can they go to?
Oh, just keep going.
Just keep going.
Why not?
Just
keep going. I'll keep going.
What was the last one? The last one was number eight, was it?
I think it was eight. The next one's on the way. I really want to do the rest of the scene.
You just want to say your Brazil line, so get to that bit. I know that's what you want.
And your mistake is thinking that you're in America. You're a long way from home. This is Brazil!
Wanted to get that out. Was practicing that line off the air too. Brazil!
I didn't want that to go to waste. And now it didn't.
No, it's good. Mate, family pass to Luna Park coming your way for guessing that. Luna Park Spring Fest is here and things are warming up. Luna Park, Sydney, these school holidays.
Nice work, Jared.
We got the holiday hookup for you. Good on you, mate.
Thank
just
you.
Gone 8:16.
I can't believe he got the exact one straight
five.
Away. That's probably, I would say, my favourite Fast and the Furious.
Number five.
Because it's the one where they steal all the money from that real, you know.
Yeah. Which one had Ja Rule in it? That was my favourite.
You need to let go of the obsession with Ja Rule.
Yeah, Ja.
No one else is with you, mate.
Living it up, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Have you been banned from the book?
Yep.
And we're talking about Facebook because no one's going to the library anymore.
What could you be banned for at the library, though?
Oh,
there's some
trust
stuff.
Trust me, there's some stuff in the back rows.
Not returning those books.
Mm-mm.
You're banned.
I read a status of one of my mates on Facebook the other day, and she said, I will never take Facebook for granted again. 4 days of being banned, and I'm finally allowed back on the book.
Lost without the book.
Lost without Facebook.
What happened? Why'd they get banned, you know?
I think it was a pretty weird reason, not really anything crazy. I think she ended up copied and pasted someone's comment from someone else's Facebook, and then someone reported that and then deemed that that was enough to be banned for 4 days or something.
Who has the power at Facebook that just is banning people?
Who's dishing out the bans?
Off the back of reports. I report every now and then.
Do you?
Yeah, I report that.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah, I report.
Oh, party pooper.
No, if anyone slags the Brian Gaundy show, report it.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm about that.
Blocked and reported.
I've looked into a few different reasons that you can be banned from the book.
Okay.
And one of them is joining too many groups.
Really?
You're not allowed to be a part of thousands and thousands of groups, apparently.
A group floozy.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to, you know, keep it real.
What's the number? What's the limit?
I don't know the limit, okay. But Facebook will take notice of stuff like that. Being too young and being too old for the book.
Oh, you can't do that, can you?
So 13 years is the age you have to be able to open an account.
Mm.
But there was a story coming out of the States. Her name was Marguerite Joseph. She was 104 and she tried to join Facebook and she couldn't because her birthday, which she was born in 1908, was simply not an option.
How young do you have to, what's the cutoff then? Is 80 too old, 90? My nan's on Facebook.
I think it's, she said she ended up listing her birthday as 1913 because that was the first available year.
Makes her feel young at least. Yeah.
How good is that?
She went from 108 to 95.
Oh, she's killing it.
I mean, that's a good option.
Well, she is because she's going on Facebook. She's 104. What a legend.
Well done.
Also, showing images of yourself breastfeeding. You can get banned on Facebook for that, which I think is ridiculous.
Yeah. Is that for the nipple thing, right?
I think so. Oh, I think they just deem it to be inappropriate.
Okay.
But, so you can get banned from Facebook for that. Spamming people with stuff. Stop poking people. You've been banned for that before, haven't you?
Can you still poke on Facebook?
But that wasn't on Facebook.
Can you still poke? is that still an option on Facebook, is it?
I'm not sure. Is it?
I'm going to find.
Oh, here we go.
I'm poking people all day.
On Facebook? Or?
Yeah, no, yes.
What about sending too many friend requests? You don't want to look desperate, Facebook says.
Okay.
And if they look at that as kind of a way of spamming.
Well, if you've been banned, 13, 12, 16, we would like to hear from you. We've got tickets to see Kingswood at the Long Jetty Hotel Saturday, 28th of October. Tickets through austix.com.au.
Maybe you just posted an inappropriate photo.
13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to get in contact with us. If you've been banned from Facebook for anything, Kylie's in Gorick. And what did you get banned for, mate?
Well, I was at the beach with my 8-month-old son, and I posted a picture of him on Facebook, and it showed his bottom. So they removed me for a day.
No way.
Removed you for a day as a punishment for that?
For an 8-month-old bottom.
God.
I have heard of that. One of our mates, she posted a picture of herself. She couldn't fit into that skirt. She
right.
couldn't fit into a skirt, and it showed the top of her bum crack, and she got banned for 4 days.
You wouldn't want to be a plumber, would you? Like,
with your you can't post anything.
No, you can't post any of your work.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We come across some weird stuff hosting this show, Bree, on a daily basis. Some stuff we run with, others we don't. But ever since we saw Hamish and Andy...
that is a benchmark on our show.
It is a benchmark.
What you're about to say?
They once... was it Hamish farted?
Hamish.
Mm-hmm. Hamish farted, and Andy had to guess what he had for lunch.
I can't believe they got away with doing that.
It's Hamish and Andy, mate. They can do what they want.
They built an apparatus and everything.
It was amazing.
It was a funnel and a piece of pipe, but...
Anyway, there's news out today, and I honestly did question whether to run with this, but I'm just going to run with it anyway, because it is as bizarre as it possibly gets, and they do some weird stuff out of Japan, but it's saying here, Japan... There's a Japan... Sorry...
Ready, just, pull it together.
Yeah, all right.
You got it.
What? I'm a 31-year-old man. Why do I find farts funny?
Because it is funny. I get there's people who don't like it. I'm not one of those people. You're not one of those people. Producer Rach, you're on the cusp.
Yeah, some funny, on, some mate. Aren't.
Well, look, but this is the thing. This is an event. So we can talk about this. This is a worldwide event. Mm. Okay? We didn't put it together.
We should sell tickets. Let's get tickets and send people to it.
Yes. 13, 12, 16 with your best one to make your way there. Here we go. Here's the event. A Japanese film actress is set to take the stage live and perform in Tokyo.
Oh, that sounds fancy. Like dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show. To perform farts on stage. Oh, this is legit.
Well, I guess it's her dinner and a show. Oh.
Here we go. Bree's ready to roll. She loves it. organisers have invited fans of the fart to the... This is on the poster. This is on the poster. To the only place in the world to hear beautiful girls do it live. Would you go to the show? I mean, would you go to the show?
I want to know.
It's bizarre.
Obviously, it's the one show which you wouldn't want front row seats. Oh,
true.
You know? You wouldn't want to sit in the front row. You'd want to be back.
You want the nosebleed section.
Yeah.
Hopefully without
For
the
once.
Nosebleeds. What's this call on 13, 12, 16?
Oh.
He's not going to do one live for us, is he? Whoever that is.
On call.
We'll take that call.
I want to know how the girls prepare. Like, you know how for a singing show you warm up your voice. Like,
it's interesting you ask that, Bree. They're saying there's no guarantees it's going to happen because no matter, you know, you can only do so much.
Oh, so you could go and see nothing.
Line. Exactly. That's the risk that you take when you go to the show like this. But they're saying here that they're... Japan, this is a quote from the organisers, Japan has 120 million fart fans.
Oh, I believe it.
How do they know that?
They probably surveyed them.
Well, they did a plebiscite on it. Tick yes if you find it funny, tick no
hey,
if you don't.
It's nearly as laughable as the one we're
True.
Doing.
True. True. Producer Rach is on the phone to someone right now as we speak. Oh, bloody party pooper on the phone. All right, mate.
Wouldn't have said that. Where do I buy my tickets?
Oh, I'll send you the link, mate. You can get tickets to the show.
It'll be the one time I'm hoping for back row.
The worst seats in the house.
Worst seats, come on.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
How's this Sydney woman who feared she had lymphoma and the doctors thought that she had lymphoma, which is a cancer, and they ended up finding out that because of her tattoo, she's heavily tattooed on her back and on her arm, it was actually clumps of black ink stuck in her armpits.
God. What, so it seeped through the skin into the...
I don't know. They kind of all tied around into like this big clump, and it made like a big mass of ink. And she had these lumps, and the doctors thought that she had cancer.
Yeah.
And they looked further into it, and they said, no, you've got these big lumps of ink. We think it's from your tattoos.
And is there any risk of that getting into the blood and causing some serious damage?
No. So she's okay with that, but obviously, you know, having big lumps of ink under your arms isn't great, and they had to remove. You should see. Do you want to see them?
Yeah.
We'll put it up on our Facebook page.
Check out the Brian Gaundy Facebook page for all this stuff.
Yeah, and so this is what it looks like here.
Oh, they pulled that out of her body?
That's from 10 years ago. It's gross, isn't
mate.
It? It is gross.
Oh.
So she's got quite a few tattoos. She's 30, and she got a tattoo about 10 years ago and then another large tattoo about 2 years ago. And the doctors believe that it's some sort of reaction that she's had to the ink.
Right.
And it's all kind of went to her lymph nodes and clumped together.
Well, great news is it's not cancer. That's
the great
news.
Can you imagine her relief?
Yeah.
But I didn't realise that could happen because obviously, you know, I've got some tattoos, not big ones, but you don't think about that. Obviously, when they're putting the needle into your arm or somewhere on your body, the ink is going into your skin.
I knew there was a reason I didn't get the tattoos. I knew there was a reason I steered clear of it, that being one of them.
I just thought you were being sissy.
Yeah, well, that too.
That as well.
You know, skipped on the needles for the tattoos. I mean, that's fascinating. That just looking at that thing makes me crook.
I think we're posting that picture right now. If you want to head to the, is it the Brian Gaundy Facebook page, Rach? Yeah, if you want to.
Is that a common thing? I mean, I'm not someone who has tattoos because you don't put bumper stickers on a Ferrari. But is that
all right, mate? Apparently, it's not common at all.
So it's not a common thing.
It's really rare.
Right.
And the doctors have said they can't really explain it, but they just think that she's had some sort of weird reaction and her body has, like, made all the ink go to one spot.
I wonder if anyone else has experienced it. 13, 12, 16, if you ever want to get involved in our show.
Oh, I'd love stuff, you know, like where it's like medical stories where the doctors are like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
Like that kid yesterday.
What happened to the kid?
Remember the... So, you know those squeaky toys?
Oh,
he swallowed it, and then every time he was breathing in, he had a squeak.
Yes. We'll get that audio for you, too, because
we'll
that was
grab
classic
that audio.
From yesterday.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Like, how the human body can react. Like, you just don't know.
What were the tattoos of, just quickly? What, were they big? Because I picture big kind of...
It was huge, like a huge...
Covered.
Yeah, like a really big back piece. Not if you're just getting a little butterfly on your tramp stamp. So you're good to go with that one. I know you wanted to get that, so... Oh, no, it was a dolphin.
That's right, just above the bum. It'd be great.
Get up with Brian Gaundy.
CFM.
I tell you who I did feel sorry for yesterday on TV is former Mariners player Mitch Austin. Have you seen this?
No, I haven't seen it.
He now plays for Melbourne Victory and he was doing a bit on TV, I think the ABC breakfast show.
Because they did the swap. We got Connor Payne and they got Mitch Austin.
That's right, yeah, that's right. And I've kind of become mates with Mitch off the back of him playing at the Mariners. When I was in Melbourne, I bumped into him, had a chat and a coffee. Really nice guy. But one of the, I mean, it was awkward TV, but he says that he had a panic attack on TV.
No.
Yeah, and they've gone to ask him a question about the game, and Mitch just gets up and walks off in the middle of it. Live TV, just walks
That's
off the
horrible.
Chat.
That's horrible.
And then walks across the front of the news anchors, across the front of the camera. I'll play the audio. He sounds very calm at the beginning and then just gets up and walks away.
Mitch Austin joins us in the studio now. Mitch, thank you for being with us on News Breakfast. You're kicking off this season in a pretty difficult fashion. It's the grand final replay on Saturday night. Melbourne Victory up against the Sky Blues. How did the club and the players and yourself even deal with the fallout from last season's grand final?
Yeah.
Especially in those circumstances.
Yeah, obviously it was pretty tough. Obviously we've got to... sorry.
You're
right. Oh, just going
to go to the toilet. Oh. Oh, we've just lost Mitch. unfortunately there, but I'll head back to you, PK, and Virginia, and we'll see what's happening.
Ah, there goes Mitch.
Thanks, Georgie.
That's right. We'll look after Mitch. We'll make sure that he's okay.
So he just got up and walked off.
That breaks my heart to hear that. Because obviously someone like myself in this job, I've suffered from panic attacks before. Mm. And it's something you can't control. And obviously something set him off there and he couldn't control it.
He says, from what I gather, he says he's never really experienced anything like that before.
Really?
Yeah.
Has he done much TV stuff? Because it is a lot. It is a lot of pressure. Like when you don't do even this job, like when people come in here, we forget. Like when you turn the mics on, how hard it can be to just talk.
It's
like,
rare. It's rare to see an athlete. I mean, I guess they're so media trained. Sometime within an inch of their life, that you just can't even say anything that you want to say. It's so textbook all the time. But it's rare to see an athlete just do something like that. But, I mean, like you said, if you're suffering a panic attack and it kicks in, he has said that off the back of it. He said, I'm fine. I suffered a panic attack and I got up.
Nothing else is wrong. It was just that moment.
Oh, that's how I was feeling in that moment. I mean, I've only experienced it on a mild level. You know, I went back into an old workplace and I felt really uncomfortable and out of place and I just felt my face get hot and
your chest tightens up.
Yeah, and I couldn't control sort of the shaking of my lip and I just had to take a moment out.
Really? But, and that was just walking back into an old workplace?
That's a long time ago now, but yeah, I guess I've experienced it on a mild level, but just, yeah, I mean, for it to happen on live TV isn't great for anyone. So, you know, Mitch says he's all good now, but yeah.
Poor guy, that's really horrible. Really feel for the guy in that sense.
There's a little bit in there where he says, just need to go to the toilet. And just got up and went. So when you got to go, you got to go, I guess. What?
Well, hopefully he's okay.
Yes.
And is he playing this weekend?
They play Sydney, grand final rematch to kick off the A-League season. Really looking forward to this season getting underway too. And Mitch, one of the great guys, so hopefully he has a great year. I'd love to see him still playing for the Mariners.
He can come back.
And he loved the coast too.
We'll take him back.
I think his sister lives in Sydney.
Does she?
Yeah.
Come on back, Mitch. We'll take you.
Get amongst it, mate.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.